他们的关系就不完全。
Just like for a couple, if they are not married through a marriage ceremony, then their relationship is not complete.
在世人的眼中，一对男女如果他们要做夫妻的话，就应该结婚。
In the view of the society, if a young man, a man and a woman wants to be a couple as husband and wife, they need to be married.
在神的眼中，如果一个人要做基督徒的话，他就应当受浸。
And in God's eye, if a person wants to be a Christian, he needs to be baptized.
我从圣经里面看到四个理由，告诉我们基督徒为什么要受浸。
And the Bible gives us four reasons why Christians need to be baptized.
第一，神要我们效法敬礼的榜样。
First, God wants us to model against the example set by Jesus.
在圣经里面，基督徒这个名字其实只出现过三次。
In the Bible, the term Christians has only appeared three times.
可是讲到耶稣的门徒，这门徒这个字出现过两百多次。
But the term disciples appeared more than 200 times.
门徒就是学生，也是跟随老师的人。
And disciples means a student or a follower of Christ.
老师怎么做，门徒就学着跟着做。
Whatever the teacher do, does, the students will follow.
所以耶稣呼召门徒的时候，他都是说，来跟从我。
So whenever Jesus called his disciple, he said to them, come and follow me.
可是跟从耶稣要从什么地方开始呢？
But when you follow Jesus, where do you start?
我们一生之中哈，就很多事情我们都要跟从耶稣。
In our lives, there are many things that we need to follow Jesus.
我们要有爱心，要谦卑，要舍己。
We need to have love, we need to be humble, and we need to deny ourselves.
有些事情，老实说，不太容易跟从。
And sometimes it's not very easy to follow Jesus.
但是要靠着神的能力，还是跟从。
But through the help of God, we can follow.
可是有些比较容易跟从。
But certain things are easier to follow.
跟从耶稣的第一步也是最容易的一步，就是接受敬礼。
The first step to follow Jesus and is the easiest step is to accept to take up the baptism.
四本福音书都记载了耶稣受浸的事情。
All four Gospels recorded the baptism of Jesus.
只有两本福音书记载了耶稣的降生，可是四本福音书都记载了耶稣的受浸。
Only two of the Gospels record the birth of Jesus, but all four Gospels have recordings of Jesus' baptism.
在马可福音，耶稣第一次出现就是他在约旦河接受约翰的浸礼。
And in the Gospel according to Mark, the first time that Jesus appeared is at the River Jordan where he accepts the baptism by John the Baptist.
耶稣还没有去传一篇道。
Before Jesus preached his first sermon,
他也还没有去医治一个病人。
Before he healed any sick,
还没有开始做神的工作。
Before he started doing the ministry of God,
他就先去做一件事情，就是去接受敬礼。
The first thing he do is to take up, to go for baptism.
为什么敬礼这么重要呢？
Why is it so important to be baptized?
我们从施浸约翰跟耶稣的对话里就可以知道一些原因。
And we can understand this through the conversation of John the Baptist and Jesus.
约翰看到耶稣来了，就对他说：“我应当受你的浸才对，怎么你反而来我这里呢？”
And so John the Baptist said, "I should go to you to be baptized. Why do you come to me?"
那耶稣怎么回答呢？
How did Jesus reply?
耶稣说：“因为我们理当尽诸般的义。”
And Jesus said, "For this is the fitting way for us to fulfill all righteousness."
在耶稣的眼中，受浸就是当尽的义。
And in Jesus' eye, to be baptized is to fulfill all righteousness.
所谓义，也就是该做的事。
What is righteousness? Righteousness is the right thing to do.
你知道，在我们生活当中，有些事情不必讲太多，因为它本身的性质就是该做的事。
In our daily living, there are a lot of things that we do not need much explanation because it's the right thing to do.
有些该做的事就是你去做就对了，你不去做就错了。
such things that if you do it, it's right. If you don't do it, then it's wrong.
我们不必拼命去解释说丈夫为什么要爱妻子。
We do not need to explain to someone that why a husband needs to love his wife.
也不需要拼命去解释说一个人做人为什么要诚实。
And we really do not need to explain much about why a person needs to be honest.
不要去拼命解释说基督徒为什么要爱主。
And we do not need much explanation why Christians need to love the Lord.
因为这些事情它本身就是该做的事情。
Because all these things are things that are right and is the right thing to do.
你去做就对了，那不去做就错了。
If you go do it, then it's the right thing. Otherwise, it's not right.
敬礼有很丰富的意义哈，那神要基督徒受敬，也有神的理由。
And there is much meaning in the ceremony for baptism, and there's also reason why God wants us to do this.
好比说，在耶稣的时候，那些人到约旦河去受敬，是公开的表明说，他们知道自己有罪，要向神认罪，要悔改，归向神。
And during Jesus' times, when people go out to the River Jordan to get baptized, they were really proclaiming to others that they have sinned and they want to repent, turn away from sin and turn towards God.
可是，当耶稣自己要解释说为什么受敬的时候，他只简单说一句话，就是我们应该去做那些该做的事。
But when Jesus wanted to be baptized, he only put it very simply that this is to fulfill all righteousness.
这是一个没有理由的理由。
It's something that is really there's no reason to explain.
本来就应该去做，不需要多解释。
Just do it, no need to explain.
耶稣去受敬，因为他认为这是该做的一件事。
So Jesus felt that this is the right thing to do, just go ahead and do it.
如果我们是一位门徒，我们就会跟随耶稣的脚踪行。
If you are a follower, a disciple of Christ, then you will follow the footsteps of Jesus.
第一件事情就是效法耶稣的榜样，接受敬礼，因为我们理当敬诸般的义。
So the first thing that we need to do is follow Jesus' example and be baptized, because this is the right thing to do.
福音书一开始的时候记载了耶稣自己受敬。
And in the Gospels also, it's recorded that Jesus himself was baptized.
福音书结束的时候，耶稣向他的门徒颁布大使命。
At the close of the book of Gospel, then Jesus tell the disciples about the Great Commission.
耶稣吩咐门徒去使万民做主的门徒，并且奉父子圣灵的名给他们施敬。
Jesus told the disciples to go make disciples of all nations and baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姐妹，这是第二个理由。我们为什么要受敬呢？因为我们要服从主耶稣基督的命令。
And the second reason that we want to be baptized is that we want to obey the order given by Jesus.
我们看到福音书的开始跟结束都是讲受敬这件事。
So we see in the beginning of the book and at the close of the book of the Gospels talks about baptism.
一开始的时候耶稣自己受敬，给门徒做个榜样。
In the beginning, Jesus himself received baptism to set an example for his followers.
结束的时候耶稣给门徒命令，大使命，要他们去奉父子圣灵的名给人施敬。
And at the end, Jesus himself commanded his disciples to go baptize all the believers.
耶稣这时候在这边他讲话是用命令的口气。
And here, Jesus used a command.
他也不是跟我们商量。
He did not discuss it with us.
也不是给我们提个建议，让我们想想看。
It's not a suggestion whether you want to follow it.
他是给个命令。
It's a commandment.
就说你们要去这样子做。
That you should do this. Go and do this.
叫门徒去传福音，领人信主，信了主就受敬。
He told the disciples to go and make disciples of all nations.
那么这些门徒有没有遵守耶稣的吩咐呢？
And did the disciples follow Jesus' command.
我想借着耶稣所说的一句话，还有《使徒行传》里面的四个例子，给大家很快的看一下门徒是不是遵守了耶稣的命令。
So we want to, through this statement that Jesus made, and also a verse recorded in the book of Acts, we want to see if there that the apostles really whether they did follow Jesus' command.
这句话出自于《使徒行传》第一章第八节，哈，耶稣这么说：但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并且要在四个地方，要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
And in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8 says, But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in four places, in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
好，我跟大家看一看这四个地方。
Let's take a look at these four places.
耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极。
That is Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
第一，耶路撒冷。
First, Jerusalem.
圣经说，五旬节的时候，彼得在耶路撒冷讲道，讲完道之后，有三千个人信主。
And the Bible tells us that during the day of Pentecost, Peter was preaching in Jerusalem, and 3,000 people believed in Christ.
信主之后，他们又都受了浸。
And after they believed, they were baptized.
使徒行传二章四十一节说，于是。领受他话的人就受了浸。那一天，门徒约添了三千人。
In Acts chapter 2 verse 41 tell us that those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to the number that day.
第二，我们看撒玛利亚。
Secondly, let's take a look at this place, Samaria.
圣经说，腓力执事哈，他到撒玛利亚去传道，许多人信了主，信主之后就受浸。
And the Bible tells us the deacon.Philip, he went down to Samaria to preach, and many people believed in Christ.
使徒行传第八章第五节跟十二节，我读一下。就腓力下撒玛利亚城去宣讲基督，他们信了腓力所传神国的福音和耶稣基督的名，连男带女就受了浸。
I'll read from Acts chapter 8, verses 5 and 12.Philip went down to a city in Samaria and proclaimed the Christ there. When they believed Philip as he preached the good news of the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women.
第三，犹太全地。
Third, all of Judea.
圣经说在犹太地方，有个城叫做该撒利亚，在那边有个罗马的百夫长叫做哥尼流。
And The Bible tells us that in the land of Judea, there's a place called Caesarea, and there's a Roman centurion. His name is Cornelius.
彼得去他家传福音，他家里人信了主，彼得就给他们施浸。
And Peter went to his home to tell them about the gospel, and they believed in Christ.
使徒行传第十章四十七到四十八节这样说：于是彼得说，这些人既受了圣灵，与我们一样，谁能禁止给他们？用水给他们施浸呢？于是，他就吩咐奉耶稣的名给他们施浸。
I'm reading from Acts chapter 10, verses 47 and 48. Can anyone keep these people from being baptized with water? They have received the Holy Spirit just as we have. So he ordered that they be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
Okay. 第四，直到地极。
Fourthly, to the ends of the earth.
福音是从亚洲开始的，一直传到欧洲去。
The gospel started from Asia and was preached all the way to Europe.
使徒保罗第一次在欧洲的腓立比城传道，那个时候有两家人信了主，他们一信主马上就受浸。
And the apostle Paul was preaching in the city of Philippi in Europe, and two families became Christians.
一家人是卖子布的吕底亚一家，另外一家是腓立比的禁足一家人。
The first family is the family of Lydia. Lydia is a woman that sells the purple cloth, and the other family is the family of the jailer. They all believe and were baptized.
所以有人说吕底亚是非洲第一个信徒。
非洲。
非洲，欧洲。
And so, We said that Lydia is the first believer in Europe.
使徒行传十六章十四到十五节这样说：有一个卖紫布、紫色布匹的妇人，名叫吕底亚，她是推雅推拉城的人，她是这个城的人，她住在腓立比哈，素来敬拜神。她听见了主，就开导她的心，叫她留心听保罗所讲的话。她和她一家人 既领了敬，便求我们说，你们若以为我是真信主的，请到我家里来住。于是强留我们。这是吕底亚一家人信主受敬的经过。
About the family of Lydia, is in Acts 16:14-15. One of those listening was a woman named Lydia, a dealer in purple cloth from the city of Thyatira, who was a worshipper of God. The Lord opened her heart to respond to Paul's message. When she and the members of her household were baptized, she invited us to her home. If you consider me a believer in the Lord, she said, come and stay at my house. And she persuaded us.
各位弟兄姐妹，圣经很耐心地告诉我们说，从耶路撒冷、撒玛利亚、犹太全地直到地极，门徒都遵守了耶稣基督的吩咐，让人一信主，信主之后给他们施浸。
And the Bible gives us a detailed account of all those from Jerusalem to Samaria and to all of Judea and to the ends of the earth, how they were become Christian, and after they become Christian, they were baptized right away. And this is the account that we see in the Bible.
这是第二个理由，就是我们要顺服耶稣的命令。
This is the second reason that we need to be obedient to the great commission that Jesus has given us.
第三个理由就是我们受浸的时候会把浸礼的意思表明出来。
And the third reason is that as we receive the baptism, it will tell others about the meaning.
浸礼有一个很简单又很重要的意思。
Baptism has a very simple but important meaning.
刚才我们看到有六位弟兄姐妹受浸，他们受浸的时候把这个意思就表明出来。
And today we saw that six brothers and sisters received baptism, and true baptism declares something to the world.
我们知道一个人他信主的时候，就他过去的一切都被赦免了，然后神给他一个新的生命，新的开始。
We know that when as a person believes in Jesus, all the sins in his past were forgiven, and God also gave him a new life.
所以圣经上说旧事已过，一切都变为新的了。
So the Bible tells us that all things are past, all are made anew.
受浸的人在水里面倒下去。
The person reclined in the water.
他人浸在水里面。
The person get immersed in the water.
表示他的老我跟主同死同埋葬。
It symbolizes that his old self, his old life, was put to death with Christ and was buried also.
再从水里面起来。
And as he rises up from water,
象征他的新生命与主同复活。
And it symbolizes that he has a new life with Jesus.
最后那个敬礼可以传扬。我们受浸的时候就传扬一个信息。
And also through the baptism, we send a message.
我跟大家读一段圣经，是加拉太书第三章26-28节。
Let us turn to the book of Galatians, chapter 3, verses 26-28.
这段圣经就把敬礼的信息说出来。
This passage tells us very clearly about the meaning of baptism.
加拉太书第三章二十六节，所以你们因信基督耶稣都是神的儿子，你们受浸归入基督的都是披戴基督了，并不分犹太人、希腊人、自主的、为奴的，或男或女，因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了。
Galatians chapter 3 verse 26, you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Jesus Christ.
每次受浸的时候，一个人就在宣布哈，第一个就宣布说，我现在有个新的身份了，我因为信耶稣成为神的儿女。
So whenever a person receives the baptism, he is making a declaration that he has a new identity, that he is a new person in Jesus Christ.
受浸的时候就好像是披戴基督，是穿上，把耶稣基督穿在身上一样。
So in baptism, a person clothes Christ on him.
而且
like putting on a new garment.
除了这个新身份，也表示说我们有个新的家庭，因为不管你背景怎么样，在耶稣基督里都是一家人。
And not only that you have a new life, you also have a new family because all those that are in Christ are your family members.
我想跟大家提一下的就是，我们要先信耶稣基督成为神的儿女，然后再受浸。
I'd like to remind you that we need to first become a believer, then be baptized.
只有一种人不应该受浸，就是还没有信主的人。
Only one kind of person should not be baptized is those that have not believed.
有时候有人来找我，他们为了别的原因想要受浸。
And sometimes, someone may come to me, want to be baptized for some other reason.
但是我们只给信主的人受浸。
But we only baptize believers.
所以这边说，你们因信基督耶稣成为神的儿子，然后你们受浸归入基督，就是披戴基督。
And because here it tells us that because you believe, you have faith in Christ Jesus, then you get baptized into Christ Jesus and clothe yourself with Christ.
披戴基督，说我们受浸好像是穿衣服戴帽子。
And to clothe yourself like Christ is like in baptism, you put on your hat and put on your clothes.
你要有跟这个衣服帽子相配的身份，穿上去才有意义。
You have to have to identify yourself with the clothes and the hat before you can put it on.
好比说，你们今天看到王牧师穿了一套警察的衣服，戴着警察的帽子站在这里。
If I were to have put on a policeman hat or the uniform and stand up here.
大家看了一定觉得很可笑。
You would think that that's very funny.
你们说这个牧师今天在玩什么把戏？
You thought, what is the pastor Wang trying to do?
他又不是警察，他干嘛穿警察的衣服？
He's not a policeman. Why is he wearing uniform for policeman?
我穿上那个衣服必须有那个身份才对。
I must be a policeman before I can put on that uniform.
那圣经说，你们受浸归入基督的，就是披戴基督。
So the Bible says that if you are baptized into Christ, you have clothed yourself with Christ.
我们已经是神的儿女了，我们就披戴基督。
If you are children of God, then you need to clothe yourself as with Christ.
那是一件很荣耀的事情。
This is something that is very glorious.
我们告诉别人，主耶稣基督是我们的主，是很喜乐的事情。
And we tell others that Jesus Christ is our Lord, and it's something that we rejoice in.
所以我们受浸的时候是传扬一个信息，说我们已经成为神的儿女了。
So as we get baptized, we are also declaring this message to the world that we are children of God.
弟兄姐妹，神的心意是要我们信主之后就受浸。
Dear brothers and sisters, God's intention is for us to get baptized when we become believer.
这样做是很讨神喜悦的一件事情，也是一个很美好的见证。
And in doing so, this pleases our Lord in heaven, and is also a good witness.
请我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们再一次献上感谢，我们看到今天有六位弟兄姐妹受浸归入在你的名下，我们也感谢主，看到有许多的弟兄姐妹，他们都先后都信主。主啊，相信你，成为你的儿女是最美好的一件事情。我们求圣灵继续在我们当中做工，带领许多的人归向你，也求主引导我们每个人的生活，无论有什么事情，求主带领我们，祝福我们，看顾我们。这样子祷告是奉耶稣基督的名，阿们。